Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Real quick, for planning purposes, we'll plan on breaking around 11:30 to about 1:15 for lunch, and you'll be on your own. Please recognize Representative DeWitt for CCR to House Bill 1272.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1272 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Oklahoma Horse Racing Commission.
Representative DeWitt, you want to explain your CCR, and then we'll go to questions.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. 1272 is the budget for the Oklahoma Horse Racing Commission, a 7% reduction. Move adoption.
There is a question. Representative Reynolds for a question. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative DeWitt, I see that this commission, actually, we are budgeting $5 million, not $5.4 million, not $2.4 million, as the fiscal analyst put. We are, however, appropriating 2.4. So wouldn't you agree that their budget reduction was closer to 3% than it was to 7%?
We are appropriating 2.4, and yes, they have a 5.4 overall budget. This is through revolving funds, through the breeders' fees and the law enforcement fines that they have been able to recoup.
Representative McCullough for a question. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative DeWitt, $2.4 million, that's about half of our workers' compensation court budget. How is a horse racing commission essential to the core government functions that we do here in Oklahoma? Do you help me with that a little bit?
Well, the horse racing commission is in charge of our horse racing across the state, and which is a very, very big business across Oklahoma. And the commission is set up to regulate those horse races, and when we look at the economics that those horse races bring into Oklahoma, they're quite substantial.
For follow-up, you're recognized.
Could you give me a ballpark figure of what monies are brought in to the state or generated through the horse racing industry, specifically the racing industry, and who do those monies go to?
I could not give you an accurate figure on that. It would be substantial.
Representative Wright, for a question, you're recognized. And if you'll suspend Representative Wright just a minute. Members, House come to order, please. Take your conversations outside. Representative Wright, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative DeWitt, I know that there's a levy on the gambling handle, if you will, for lack of a better definition. Overall, could you ballpark the amount of revenue that comes in from the horse tracks in an average year?
Once again, I don't know the overall amount that comes in from the racetracks, but it's quite substantial.
Representative Smithson, you're recognized for a question. He waves. Representative Wetzelhoff for a question. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative DeWitt, would you agree with me that if we didn't have this agency in place, that we'd probably have crime rampant throughout the state of Oklahoma and might even have mafia involvement here if it wasn't for the mission of the Oklahoma Horse Racing Commission? Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. We have had several illegal horse racing rings around that these people have been able to go in and completely ridify them. And I think you see that in the budget here where it says law enforcement. These are fines that are created from those type deals.
Representative Shoemake, for a question. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative DeWitt, wouldn't you agree that we have like over 50,000 quarter horse breeders only and alone in the state of Oklahoma, and that through this commission and the horse racing being what it is in Oklahoma today, we've become the Louisville, Kentucky of the Midwest? Would you agree?
I would, and as I said, this is one of the very large industries that we have in Oklahoma and bring in a substantial amount of income.
Representative Dank, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative DeWitt, do you think at some point that it would benefit the members if we would get the horse racing industry to show us the hundreds of farms they have in the state and to expand a little bit on Representative Shoemate? how this economy in Oklahoma prospers by this industry and how many people are hired on these farms and how much money they spend in these rural communities and that. You think at some point we could get the industry, the quarter horse people, the thoroughbred people, the track people, and others come together and put the numbers on it? Don't you agree that it would be astonishing what they do in terms of economic stimulus?
Yes and yes. I think we can bring them together when we do our budget reviews. I think we can get that information, and thank you.
Representative Reynolds, for a question, you're recognized.
Representative DeWitt, I don't expect to get you to agree, but would you say that for some of us that think gambling is improper and shouldn't be subsidized by the government, that when the largest horse racing park in Oklahoma is filing for bankruptcy, that maybe the appropriation ought to be cut at least in half, if not more?
And I don't agree, but thank you for the question.
Representative Enns, for a question, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would you believe that Representative Dank used to be a jockey?
I would not.
Representative Dank is the go-to guy for rural issues in Oklahoma. You're recognized for a question.
And they're off. I just want to ask Representative DeWitt, don't you think that it would be appropriate if a lot of the members who are so adamantly opposed to horse racing and gambling in this state would quit taking contributions from tribal governments and racetracks and quarter horse and thoroughbred associations, quit taking campaign contributions from them when they know the money's coming from gambling operations?
No comment.
Representative Reynolds, you're recognized.
Representative DeWitt, do you think, irregardless of where you take a campaign contribution, it shouldn't possibly influence your vote?
That's true.
Representative DeWitt, seeking relief, moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adoption of the CCR signify by saying aye. All opposed, nay. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1272 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Oklahoma Horse Racing Commission.
Representative DeWitt moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? The clerk will activate the machine. The sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative Derby votes aye. Representative Schwartz votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Shelton votes aye. Representative McCaffrey votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Martin Steve votes aye. About a minute, members. Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative Nations, Morissette, McPeak, Morgan, Pittman, Sullivan, Steele, Osborne, Jett. You care to vote? Clerk, clear the vote.
82 aye, 11 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, declare the bill to have passed. Representative DeWitt now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that will be the order. Declare the vote.
82 aye, 11 nay.
Having received two-thirds vote of those elected to and constituting the House, declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.